Well, everybody, welcome to episode 69 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, is brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. They're located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. We're going to preview the high school football playoffs tonight, focusing mostly on the Ankeny versus Southeast Polk game. In a little while, we'll be visiting with one of the leaders of the Hawks offensive unit. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is the head coach at Ankeny, and he has guided the Hawks to a 6-3 record and a number 9 seed in the Class 4A bracket. He is Rick Nelson. Rick, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I know last night you were going to take your grandkids out trick-or-treating. How did that go?
Good. They got a lot of candy, and I don't think they got too cold.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, before we dive into tomorrow's game and the key matchup, so let's talk about the season as a whole a little bit. You guys are heading into the playoffs with one more win than you did last season. But I think more significantly, your team has lost the three games by a total of 14 points, whereas last year you lost four times in the regular season by an average of 22 points. You know, do you think that's a pretty good indicator of the progress that your program is showing?
I think so. Our defense is much better than it was a year ago. I think our kids are playing... second year playing the odd front, which I think has helped the kids. And we had a couple young men come out that we didn't have last year. So I think Carter McMullen and Jack Krebs have really helped up front. And Rainey's quite a bit bigger than he was a year ago. So those three kids are playing our three down linemen and doing a nice job.
Well, your team has averaged 60 points per game during the current four-game winning streak. And sophomore running back Colin Kadolph has rushed for 462 yards and 12 touchdowns over that stretch. You know, he's really turned into a nice weapon for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I think he's seeing things a lot better. We're basically running about three run plays, but just dress it up. And so I think that helps, too, that we're – not doing a ton of scheme, even though it probably looks like we are, but ultimately we're running about three run plays.
Well, we'll talk more about your passing game here in a little while with your quarterback, but you guys have obviously been able to move the ball consistently through the air this season. Brody Brecht is certainly one of the top receivers in the state, but you have four other guys with at least eight catches on the year and more than 100 yards receiving. So when teams have focused a lot of attention on Brody, you've been able to take advantage of it, haven't you?
Yeah, I think the team that double covered him the whole game was Roosevelt. And so Jordan Cum had a huge game that night. So we have some really nice kids. Summer's doing really well. Falk's playing well. So there's some pretty good weapons for Bauer to throw to.
Well, and then defensively, you guys have allowed just one offensive TD in the last four games, and that came on a long pass in last week's game against Sioux City East. For the season, your team is allowing less than 12 points per game. You know, you have to have a lot of confidence in your defense right now.
Yeah, we do. We know that Polk is kind of built like Dowling, real big lineman. Their back's not quite as big as Dowling's, but he's shifty. They have two nice size receivers. So we know our defense will have their hands full, but I think our kids will they'll play hard, and I think they'll get after him.
Well, you mentioned Jack Krebs earlier, and we did a Prep of the Week feature on him earlier this week, and Jack told me that he moved to Ankeny from California last summer when his dad became the athletic director at Marshalltown Community College, and he said that he ended up at Ankeny primarily due to his dad's relationship with you, which I guess goes back to college. So did you and Jack's dad, did you guys play football together in college?
Well, John was our heavyweight wrestler at UNI, two- or three-time All-American. He was really good. That's when the weight classes were unlimited. So he wrestled a couple guys that were over 500 pounds
in
the national tournament. So if they would have had the rules now, I think John probably would have been a couple time national champ. I mean, he was really good. And then I got to Southwest Missouri State, and 2 months later, he took the wrestling job at Southwest Missouri State. So, we've been very close, and, it's just been awesome. We've been out a couple times to see him out in Fresno's where Jack and Jordan, that's all they knew. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he probably had to buy a winter coat, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
but I'm really glad to have him here. And I know that was tough on Jack because it was his senior year.
Well, just a couple of other topics that I wanted to hit before we focus on the Southeast Polk game. Now, one of your wins during your recent winning streak was a 90-7 victory at Sioux City North 2 weeks ago. And of course, both Sioux City North and Sioux City West have really struggled this year. West has had losses of 93-0, 75-0. You know, and some of the Des Moines City schools, you know, have also been on the losing end of some lopsided scores. You know, there seems to be an ever-widening gap this year between the haves and the have-nots. You know, of course, we used to have that 50-point rule where once the margin reached that point, that, you know, the games would be over. You know, do you think there's anything that the Iowa High School Athletic Association can do about these types of scores?
You know, I don't know. We have a meeting in 2 weeks, and we sit around. We think we throw some good ideas out, but it just doesn't seem to go anywhere. You know, there's a lot of competitive schools in our area that could, you know, could move up. And I understand, you know, they're not as big as schools, but there's a lot of schools that are very competitive. And we just felt bad. You know, they threw three interceptions and they all ran back for touchdowns. And I don't know. We were just calling like inside zone. I really didn't know. It was just, I talked to their superintendent at halftime. I happened to see him. He was on a BMW and I love motorcycles. So I got to talking to him. He goes, "Well, I'm the superintendent." I was like, "Oh God." I go, "I'm sorry." He goes, no. He goes, "You know, you guys aren't trying." He goes, I appreciate what you're doing. It was just one of those deals. We'd get the ball and we'd go 60 yards for touchdowns. So we felt bad, but I don't know how to tell the kids, well, you know, don't score.
Right. Exactly.
So our number ones played 20 plays that game.
Yeah, it's just kind of a no-win situation for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. We all kind of felt just bad.
Well, on a brighter topic, one of the highlights of the season came during last Friday's game when senior Tyler Hansen scored a touchdown for the Hawks right before the start of the second half. Can you talk about how that came about? You know, was that your idea? And obviously Sioux City East, you know, deserves some credit for going along with the play, right?
Yeah. A couple years ago, Jack Downing, just a great young man, was helping us manage. And so I asked him, said, "Hey, do you want to run a touchdown last game?" He said, "Yeah." So then when Tyler came here last year, he transferred from Southeast Polk. You saw he's not a real big guy.
Right.
So I was talking to him and I said, "Hey, would you like to senior night?" He's a senior. "Would you like to run the ball and score?" He said, "Yeah." And well, just about a week before that, he had a little medical problem. So we weren't, you know, talking with his mom and, you know, we weren't sure if everything was going to be okay, but he's doing fine now, so it was just a little bit of a scare. But I was talking to him today out of practice, and he, you know, he's still excited. And I do appreciate Sioux City East doing that for him and our kids. He's just a really neat kid.
Well, boy, your players were pretty excited about that moment too, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tyler, he doesn't say a lot. He's real shy. But, you know, our kids really like him, and he's just a nice young man to have in the program.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny High football coach Rick Nelson. And Rick, let's dig into tomorrow's game. You told me after last week's game that you thought you guys might draw Southeast Polk or Waukee in the opening round. So I don't imagine you were too surprised when the pairings came out, were you?
No, we knew that, you know, the district champs were going to get home games. So we knew that we thought we might play Linmar Prairie, but then we thought, well, you know, with the way it is, those teams getting home games, we knew, we'd probably play one of those two teams. And I don't know that much about Linmar. I don't know much about a Prairie, but we do know quite a bit about Southeast Polk and Waukee. Those are two good football teams. So we knew it was going to be probably one of those two just because of the district champs getting a home game.
Well, Southeast Polk enters the game with a 7-2 record. The Rams dropped a 31-20 decision to number one Valley in their season opener, and they later lost to Ankeny Centennial 20-17 on a field goal in the game's final play. You know, so you got your hands full with this team, don't you?
Yeah, they have some, like we talked about, they have some real big linemen, nice tight end, Real shifty running back. I don't know how fast he is, but he's very, very quick. So we're going to have to tackle. Their quarterback's a sophomore. He's gotten better and better and better. He's a lefty. Mm-hmm. Two big receivers. So, and then on defense, they just play tough. They're just tough kids. We played them a few years ago, and it'll be a tough game. They'll be the pads will be cracking, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I was at that Southeast Polk versus Centennial game, and there were a lot of similarities between that game and your game with Centennial, which was, you know, also decided on a field goal in overtime. And like you mentioned, Southeast Polk has a real physical defense, and, you know, like your team, they like to run the ball, play some power football. You know, do you see a lot of similarities between, you know, their team and your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think our offenses are close in what we do. There's a lot of similarities. And then on defense, they'll come after you some. But they're very basic, but they do it. You know, it's kind of like the Iowa Hawkeyes, and people always, well, I can't believe they just, well, they're just good at it. I mean, they play that front, they play that coverage, and they know what to do, adjustments to make. So, yeah, we'll have our hands full, but I'm excited for tomorrow.
Well, of course, last year, Southeast Polk upset a number one seeded Centennial in the opening round. They eventually reached the semifinals before falling to Cedar Falls. You know, so they certainly have some postseason experience. Now, some people thought the Rams, you know, might take a step back this year after All-State running back Gavin Williams transferred to Dowling Catholic. But like you mentioned, they have a pretty good replacement there. Davion Montgomery has stepped into that role. He's rushed for nearly 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. You know, so he's been a pretty good replacement, hasn't he?
Yeah. The one thing I think Polk's always had is just big, raw-boned kids. And they're tough kids. I'm sure they would love to have had the Williams kids stay, but you know, it is what it is. And
sure.
And they, you know, you can't make kids stay.
No.
Well, I think they're doing great. Good football team.
You mentioned the sophomore quarterback. That's Jackson Daly. He's passed for 1,153 yards and 13 touchdowns while throwing just 3 interceptions. You know, and he maybe isn't the flashiest quarterback in the CIML, but, you know, he's gotten the job done, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He's when you get so many films, you can just kind of watch kids progress. He's gotten better and better. And I thought they had a really tough district, the district they were in. So, he's battle tested, and hopefully we can get to him. You know, we've played some really mobile quarterbacks throughout the year, and he's not quite as mobile as some of the kids, so that's good. I hope we can get to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, put a little pressure on him tomorrow.
Well, then defensively, the Rams have posted 3 shutouts this season, including an impressive 38-0 win over playoff qualifier Des Moines Roosevelt on Friday. They also have wins over 2 other playoff teams, Fort Dodge and Waukee. And I'm guessing that you guys are going to have a balanced attack in order, you know, to be successful against their defense, because, you know, this isn't a team that you can just line up and ram it down their throats, can you?
No, I don't think so. We have a little bit of everything in our game plan. Some inside plays. They play that pretty good, a lot like Centennial does. Their 5 techniques play real heavy because they want to bounce everything out to their outside linebackers. So, you know, we'll have to also have some perimeter runs and protect and get the ball downfield some too. So we have a variety in our package this week. We know we just can't get in pro formation and run power, you know, 30 times. We know that.
Right. Well, I should maybe mention at this point that I was hoping to have Southeast Polk coach Brad Zelenovich on the podcast as well to talk about the Rams, but we weren't able to work it out. However, Brad did send me a message this week that I can pass along. He said, give my best to Rick. Ankeny has a very good football team, and they seem to be playing really well with a lot of confidence, you know, right now. So that's some high praise from Brad. So Rick, in a game between 2 evenly matched teams, you know, obviously the turnover battle is, you know, going to be critical. Southeast Polk has an opportunistic defense that has picked off 10 passes. They've returned 3 of them for touchdowns. You know, but you guys have been able to do that as well. You've picked off 15 passes, and like you mentioned, you had the 3 pick sixes and the win over Sioux City North. You know, so don't you think that the team that's able to take care of the ball is probably going to have a big edge?
Yeah, I think it's turnovers. A lot of times there's a hidden yardage that you don't see, penalties, but also the kicking game. They have a couple nice returners, so, you know, we've worked hard on our kickoff and punt, you know, just so that we're covering, because they've run, against Waukee, was it the first game, they ran a touchdown back first play of the game, and then they kicked off to Waukee, and they ran one back. So we know they have that capability, so I think kicking game's going to be going to be a big component to the game also.
Are there any other matchups that we haven't talked about that you know you think are going to be critical?
No, they have a real nice safety that they put back at free safety. He's probably, 6'2 or 6'3. He's a sophomore. When he's a senior, he'll be a dude. I mean, he looks pretty good right now. So we got to make sure that, he can't make some plays, especially in the passing game. And then we have to account for him. You know, he'll come down pretty hard at times on the run game, so we have to account for him, too, in the run game.
All right. Well, I know you can't look past the Rams, but the winner of this contest will likely play a 6-time defending state champion Dowling in the quarterfinals next Friday. Now, you're very familiar with the top 4 seeds in the Class 4A playoffs, having already played Cedar Falls, Dowling, and Centennial. And, of course, you guys played Valley in the opening round of, last year's playoffs, nearly pulling off a huge upset. So who do you think is the favorite going into the playoffs? Do you think it has to be Dowling until somebody knocks them off?
Well, we scrimmage Valley every year, but they hadn't settled on a quarterback. I think they're pretty good. Because when we play them, they were trying to get 3 kids reps, and they just didn't look near as sharp as they look right now. They got a couple nice running backs, Mitchell and the Williams kid. Their line's nice size. They're not huge, but they're nice size kids, and they play great defense. So. I don't know. I'd have to give the edge to Valley, but we've played Dowling 5 times and we haven't beaten them. So,
I'm sure you guys like another shot at them.
We would, so we'll see how it goes. And Dowling runs the ball so well. I just think Roosevelt will have, a hard time with them tomorrow just because they'll get in too tight or pro and fullback. And Roosevelt's defense is built for 4 wides. I mean, teams don't do anything against Roosevelt when they get in 4 wides.
Right.
I don't know. I think that'll be a tough one for Roosevelt.
All right, Rook, I'm going to cut you loose so you can go home and do some final preparations for the game. Thanks for coming in. Good luck tomorrow, and I'll see you over there in Pleasant Hill.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, forever young photo facials, halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is the starting quarterback for the Hawks. The junior has completed 97 of 152 passes this season for 1,778 yards and 17 touchdowns while throwing just 4 interceptions. He has also rushed for 286 yards and 5 more touchdowns. He is Jace Bauer. Jace, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, good. Well, we talked with the coach about how much, better situated this year's team is going into the playoffs compared to last year. A year ago, you guys went over to Valley and were a huge underdog, but you nearly pulled off the upset. Now you're the number 9 seed playing at Southeast Polk in what, is considered by many people to be a toss-up game. Do you feel like there's a different vibe around the team going into the playoffs this year?
For sure. I feel like we're more together than last year. Last year, we were kind of, I feel as like the season started, we weren't really like together as a team. And this year, I just feel like I love all these guys and we just bond really well together.
Well, of course, you guys were so young last year, too. I mean, just the experience factor has got to be a huge difference for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got so many returning starters, and plus we got, like Coach mentioned, we got Creeves and McMullen that are seniors this year that really help our team out.
Well, before we dive into tomorrow's game, I wanted to look back at some of your previous games. Your team's only losses came in overtime to Centennial. You had a 1-point loss at unbeaten Cedar Falls and a 10-point loss to Dowling. Do you think you guys gained a lot of confidence, from those games that you can play with anybody?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We know we can play with anybody. I think that we're just right there. And I think as the playoffs come tomorrow and hopefully next couple of weeks, I think that we will pull out those close games.
Well, a year ago, you took over as a starting quarterback in the second game, and you went on to pass for 1,231 yards and 13 touchdowns. You've already easily surpassed those totals this season. Are you personally a lot more confident running the team's offense now that you have nearly 2 seasons under your belt?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd say Coach Nelson, Coach Walls, and Coach Booth really just make the offense so easily for me to run. And I don't know, I feel as this is my second year, and they just make everything so easy for me. So.
Well, you've really done a nice job of spreading the ball around this season. Brody Brecht has 29 catches for 665 yards and 6 touchdowns. Jordan Cum has 24 catches for 569 yards and 5 touchdowns. And Cade Summers and Weston Folk have combined for 30 more catches for 378 yards and 4 scores. So it seems like you have a lot of confidence in all your receivers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they make my job easy. Them Brody and Jordan and Cade and Weston, they're very good receivers and make it my job easy.
Of course, you've been playing with those guys for a long time, so it helps to have that camaraderie, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Brody has received a lot of recognition this season, and deservedly so. He's considered one of the state's top prospects in the class of 2021. You've thrown a lot of deep balls to him this year. You know, with his size, you have to feel pretty good that you throw it, you know, when you throw it up there to him, that he's going to come down with it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Brody, I mean, he's a really good player, so I know if I give him a shot, he's going to come down with the ball most of the time.
Yeah, you don't see too many 6'5 defensive backs that can go up there with him, do you?
No.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time homebuyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending in the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny quarterback Jace Bauer. And Jace, Jack Krebs told me that a bunch of you guys, you know, watched the Linmar versus Pleasant Valley game last Friday after your game with Sioux City East was over. So do you guys think that the outcome of that game was going to affect your seed?
We did. I mean, we thought that since we were seeded, I think it was like 10, there was 4 teams ahead of us that had lost. So we thought we were going to probably get a home field advantage. But, I mean, it didn't turn out that way, but that's all right.
Well, then once the pairings did come out, you know, what was your reaction? Did you like your draw?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to play those teams anyways if we're going to go all the way, and that's our ultimate goal. So I'd rather get them out of the way right now. So,
well, I didn't realize this until I looked it up, but this will be the first meeting between Ankeny and Southeast Polk since 2015 when the Hawks posted a 30-10 road victory to clinch the district title in Coach Nelson's first season at the school. So you would have been a 7th grader at the time. You know, did you know it has been that long since the two teams have played?
Yeah, actually, I was a ball boy at that game. And so, yeah, it would be nice to get another one.
Well, of course, another twist in this matchup is that Southeast Polk coach Brad Zelenovich formerly coached at Ankeny in 2013 and 14. You know, do you know much about Coach Z and what he accomplished at Ankeny?
I do not know. I was the ball boy of the year, as you said, Nelson's first year, so I didn't really know Coach Z. So,
all right, we're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty, and Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They'll help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, Jace, let's break down tomorrow's matchup. We talked with Coach about what a solid defense Southeast Polk has. You know, what's going to be the key for you guys to move the ball on them?
We're just going to have to hit the short throws because they play a lot of cover three, and that's underneath coverage. So we got to hit the seams and hit the quick shots on them. So I feel as if we can run the ball, that would really open up the pass game for us. So,
well, we also talked to the coach about Colin Kadolph's impact on your offensive attack this season. You know, did you have any idea when he took over the running back spot that, you know, he'd be this good?
I did not know, but he's really improved. He's gotten much more relaxed in the backfield. At the first couple of games, he was all antsed up and didn't really know what to do. But now he's just relaxed, making very nice cuts and just making it the lineman's job easy and everyone else's job very easy. So,
well, I'm sure you remember what it was like being a sophomore and playing in your first game, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Coach mentioned the sophomore that Southeast Polk has, very talented safety. I'll probably botch his name, but I think it's Xavier Nwamka. He's already received offers from Iowa State and Nebraska. You know, what have you seen from him on the film? Is he the kind of defender that you want to stay away from?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're not going to change our game plan around him. So, I mean, I think that if we can just get some things, misdirection, maybe hit some shots, over the top of him. We'll figure it out as the game goes. So we'll just kind of see how he's playing it. So,
well, we got some snowy weather yesterday, and I don't know if any of this is going to stick around, you know, on Friday. But if the field is a little slick, do you think, you know, that gives the advantage either to the offense or the defense?
I'm not sure. I mean, we've been practicing in it, and I think we're well prepared. So I'm not really concerned with the weather tomorrow. So,
well, Jace, you don't play defense, but you do see your defense in practice every day, and you know what those guys have been able to accomplish this season. You know, what do you think's been the key to their success?
Yeah, no, as Coach said, they changed the odd front last year, and I think that's really helped us out. I mean, Brecken is very good, and Jet and our linebacker core is amazing. So I think that they just make our job easy as they get us the ball back very quickly and put us in good positions.
Do you have confidence that your defense can have that same kind of success against Southeast Polk?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have the most confidence in the world in them. So,
well, Southeast Polk does have the home field advantage, but I'm guessing that you guys won't be too intimidated going over there. Like we mentioned before, you nearly upset Valley on its home field in the opening round of last year's playoffs. And earlier this season, you guys played Cedar Falls down to the wire at the Unidome. So I'm sure you feel like your team is, you know, prepared as can be for this challenge.
Yes, sir. I feel I feel like when we go on the road, we have a bigger chip on our shoulder. And I feel like that we play together better as on the road for some reason. So.
Now, if you guys are able to win, then you would advance to the quarterfinals, where you would likely get another shot at Dowling, which posted a 24-14 victory at Ankeny on September 27th. I know you're totally focused on the Rams right now, but what do you think it's going to take for someone to knock off the Maroons?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think if we play them again, I know that we have some stuff up our sleeve that we'd like to do this time that we didn't do the first time. So I think that we'd give them a shot for run for their money. So,
well, Coach mentioned that maybe he thinks Valley would be the favorite going into the playoffs. You know, who do you think's the overall favorite?
I'd say either Valley or Dowling. I mean, they're both. I mean, they've been at the top for so long. So,
well, Jace, before I let you go, I just want to ask a couple of baseball questions. You had a very successful season last summer, helping the Hawks reach the state tournament at Principal Park. I would imagine that you're receiving some interest from college coaches for both baseball and football. You know, have you decided which sport you want to play in college yet?
I'm not sure yet. I'll probably after this season, I'll just see where I'm at with everything, and I'll probably make a decision where I'm going to be and. Maybe in the next year or so. So,
all right. Did you get a chance to watch much of the World Series?
I did. Yeah, that was crazy. I can't believe that. My brother's a huge Houston Astros fan, so I was hoping for the Astros. But, yeah, it's crazy.
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, who would have guessed that the road team would win all seven games?
Exactly. I know. Insane.
That was a lot of fun series to watch there. Well, Jace, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Good luck tomorrow. See you over there.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at mikestanbro, that's STANBROUGH, @iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.